I was just trying to play the banjo for a minute there. Cause I've worked all my life for years just so I could play in Norfolk, Connecticut. I wasn't weird when I was learning how to play. I was just a teenager in Orange County, California, with a banjo. And I mean, I wasn't weird. I was just unusual. That was unusual, okay? I mean, I had a dog, like a lot of kids, okay? I had an East German Shepherd, actually. Yeah, an East German Shepherd. It kept people in my yard. And for the younger people, East Germany was... Oh, never mind. Then along came some kids, and I had to learn songs for the kids. I have six kids. Kids. They're 30 through 40 years old now. I remember when the first one I brought in from the, you know, from the car, and it was like I was all scared. And it was like, oh, I've never seen a baby up close, and oh, she's asleep, and she's got the bottle in her mouth. Oh, no, oh, oh, she dropped her bottle. Quick, put it, let me wash it off and clean it up. Put it back in. Oh, I was worried. Number three was a little different. Brought the kid in. Oh, you dropped your bottle. Here, careful. Poor number six. Let's see. The cat dropped my wife off around five. Oh, another boy. Okay, great. Oh, look, he dropped his baba. Let me get it cleaned off for you, kid. Here, boy. Here, see if you can get it. But I learned songs for those kids. And one of them was Grandfather's Clock. I'm going to dedicate this to you, Mark. You're going to hear that. From 1872.